It's Oktoberfest season. Communities around the state celebrate Wisconsin's German-American heritage with dance, music, pretzels, and beer, with festivals inspired by the original event in Munich.
Some Oktoberfests already happened in September, including big ones in La Crosse and Appleton.
But if you are looking to throw on the Lederhosen and celebrate, there is still time.
Patrick Curran is Executive Director for Festivals of Cedarburg, hosting Oktoberfest this Saturday and Sunday. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Can you start by telling us a little bit about the history, the German history of Cedarburg, and then the Oktoberfest history there in Cedarburg?
Yeah, absolutely. So Cedarburg has strong German roots, heritage throughout, and Oktoberfest, it was originally called Germanfest, took place in the early 2000s. And then I'm the executive director of Festivals of Cedarburg, which is a nonprofit we put on Oktoberfest, Strawberry Festival, Wine and Harvest, and Winter Festival. Oktoberfest kind of came under our umbrella starting in 2008. So from 2008 onward, Oktoberfest has been a staple of Cedarburg and obviously a highlight for both staff planning it. It's the most fun festival, but also for the local community as well.
What is fun about planning this festival in particular?
Strawberry Festival and Wine and Harvest Festival, which are a lot bigger. Typically, it's like, between 90 and 110,000 people. So this festival is much more contained. It has a theme. I get to wear a Lederhosen. And for the last several years, we've been blessed with some really great weather. So it's a lot slower of a pace. It's one that I can actually have a beer or two during the event as opposed to the other larger festivals. So it's a great time. And also just all the, authentic German music. We have live Glockenspiel performances throughout the day. So it's a very fun atmosphere all around.
Right. Some people listening are old hands at going to Oktoberfest. Maybe they tour them around the state. For people who have never been to one, paint us a picture of what we're going to see and experience when we get there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we shut down in the middle of downtown Cedarburg around the city hall, community gym area. It's about 2.5 parking lots. We shut down. We have about 30 or so marketplace vendors. And then we also, throughout the day, we have obviously our main beer tent that'll have, more traditional German music. We have like Two Fifths Party Band. On Sunday, we have live Glockenspiel show. And then we have four local breweries that participate as well. So plenty of beer, traditional German food. So it's just a great atmosphere, and it's looking like the weather's going to be lovely this weekend.
I believe I saw you've got contests of various sorts.
Yeah.
At Oktoberfest. Yeah. What kind of things can we compete in?
Yeah, absolutely. So throughout the day on Saturday, we have a variety of contests. All that is, like, the times are available on our website, but we have German spelling bee, we have German trivia, we have a pretzel toss contest, best Lederhosen dirndl, most hat pins, but the fan favorite throughout the years is Maschkustemmen, which is the stein holding contest. And so we have a male and female division for that. Saturday night, whoever can hold a stein full of water, because we don't want to spill a drop of beer during Oktoberfest, whoever can hold it the longest, they win a stein.
Steins can be kind of heavy.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they are able to hold them as long as they do. I certainly cannot.
Now, Patrick, I've been to a lot of block parties and festivals and things like that around Wisconsin. And when I'm just there as a spectator, it just seems like it sort of magically happens on its own. I know people who plan public events. I know it isn't magic. There's a lot of work that goes into it. Take us behind the scenes. What goes into planning an event like Oktoberfest and your other festivals in Cedarburg?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are, for most all the festivals that we put on, they're juried shows. So we have applications that go live on our website, typically early in the year, even though Oktoberfest is in October. So, we go through the process of selecting vendors. And obviously, you have all the important things like making sure there's trash cans where they need to be, and toilets, and ice and beer and water, and making sure we don't run out of food, which the last couple of years we've had a lot of food sold. So it's a game with trying to predict the weather, because obviously that plays a large part in outdoor festivals, but then also making sure that we have all of our T's crossed and I's dotted.
I love going to community festivals, see the people out enjoying themselves. I've got festival friends who I run into, you know, a few times a year at these outdoor events. What do you see as the value for Cedarburg of having Oktoberfest and other community events like that?
Absolutely. So really the main point of the festivals is to expose people to beautiful downtown Cedarburg. We hope that they come during some of these more busy weekends and then are so in love with the city that they want to come back on a maybe not so busy weekend. So, we have people that come for Strawberry Festival. We hope that they come back for, a weekend getaway in maybe January or February when it's a little slower for a lot of the shops downtown. It's really meant to kind of advertise Cedarburg as a whole in hopes that people return on a non-festival weekend.
I know, again, from knowing festival organizers, volunteers can be key to events like this. What would you say to people, whether they're in Cedarburg or elsewhere, to say, hey, get involved, find out how you can volunteer and help out at these community events?
Absolutely. It's a major help having volunteers for some of our bigger festivals. We need about 200 to 300 different volunteers throughout the weekends. Oktoberfest is a great, local community event. You volunteer and you're pouring beer and you get to see your neighbor or somebody that lives, nearby and catch up with old friends. And it's just a great way to be involved in a community that you live in or you don't live in, while also giving back to an organization that does its best to benefit the downtown area.
What are your future hopes for Oktoberfest in Cedarburg?
So the last couple of years, we've really doubled down on our merch booth. And what we've been trying to do is collect as many vintage steins as possible in the off season. And then we sell them during the festival. My goal is always to sell out of the steins that we accumulate throughout the year in the merch booth. But, obviously Oktoberfest, with it being a smaller festival than some of our larger ones, it's really just about making sure that it maintains a good size where it's a breath of fresh air. It's not as big as some of the larger Oktoberfests or festivals in the area, for that matter. It's just a wonderful family-friendly festival. So long-term plans is to keep it small and manageable, but also big enough where people are still able to have a great time.
You mentioned this is one where you get a little bit of time to enjoy things. What are you looking forward to at this year's event?
Absolutely. We do have a wide variety of different Oktoberfests, so hopefully I can get a sample size of each of the Oktoberfests we have offered. I'm a big sucker for a Hungarian brat, so I usually get a Hungarian brat platter throughout the weekend. That's located in our food court area. The guys that run the Glockenspiel Live Cuckoo Clock, they also serve the food throughout the weekend, and they keep all the proceeds for their organization as well. So it's a great fundraiser for them.
Well, now you got me hungry and thirsty. Patrick, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That was Patrick Curran, Executive Director for Festivals of Cedarburg, hosting Oktoberfest this Saturday and Sunday. Now, what's the story behind Wisconsin's German heritage? Jim Leary joins us now. He's a professor and folklorist at UW-Madison. Jim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be here with you, Rob.
I know Germans were one of the biggest immigrant groups to Wisconsin for a lot of years in the 1800s. What was it about Wisconsin that brought so many German people here?
Well, it was an incremental movement. There had been a lot of Germans already in New York State and Pennsylvania and Philadelphia and so forth. But in the 1840s, there were transportation routes available to Wisconsin in its territorial and early statehood days. There was land and opportunity, and so those were the pull factors. And in Germany, there were the failed liberal revolutions of 1848, population explosions, some religious differences, threats of war, the usual. Mm-hmm. People wanted to find a new place, and they could get to Wisconsin. And so they came in rather large numbers pre-Civil War, and then later in the 1880s and after that up until before World War I.
We're talking about this now because it's Oktoberfest season, and a lot of immigrant groups will bring those festivals over to look back at their homelands. What led to this Oktoberfest tradition really spreading to so many communities in Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah. Well, Oktoberfest was a kind of a manufactured event in the early 19th century in Munich, Germany, celebrating the wedding of Prince Ludwig. But it was also, you know, coinciding with harvest sorts of events. And it was centered around beer. And of course, beer has been very important, as well as harvest and seasonal celebrations in Wisconsin. But big launch burgeoning of Oktoberfest in Wisconsin really was a kind of a post-World War II phenomenon. And it partly coincided with, you know, lots of Americans having been involved in World War II and in Europe and of course in an anti-fascist capacity, but also with a sense of the country and a sense, in the case of Wisconsinites involved, of their German-American neighbors who were fighting on the American side. And in the 1950s and 60s, German communities in Wisconsin were inspired by the beer drinking and festivity that was going on in Munich. And this was an opportunity for chambers of commerce, for local taverns, restaurants, German ethnic groups here in Wisconsin to celebrate their cultural heritage with a seasonal event that typically goes on for a couple of weeks. And so they, you know, lacrosse's festival started in 61, and we have lots and lots of them around the state ever since.
The timing there is interesting, because I know during World War I and World War II, maybe your German identity in the United States was something you would downplay. I remember seeing pictures of book burnings in Wisconsin, people burning German language books during World War I. So finally then in the post-war era, here's a chance, it sounds like, for people of German heritage to come out into the spotlight again and celebrate some parts of their culture after the wars were behind them.
That's absolutely right. And of course, that World War aftermath of World War I also included prohibition, and during World War II, you know, I know of several polka bands that were German, but they started to call themselves the Jolly Swiss Boys or something like that, because Switzerland was a neutral country, but they could assert that. And of course, Oktoberfest goes along with beer and polka music and dancing and wearing those Bavarian hats with the little feathers on them and that sort of thing.
And this Oktoberfest is the German version of this. This is common with a lot of immigrant communities in Wisconsin, right? Having these holidays that celebrate that heritage, whether, you know, this generation immigrated or six generations ago immigrated.
Yeah, and because of the proliferation or the presence of many indigenous and immigrant peoples in Wisconsin, there always has been a kind of pluralism, and some have thought of Wisconsin as a state where Gemütlichkeit, that sense of fellowship and festivity, is practiced across a lot of cultural lines. And so it's been really cool to recognize, of course, that we're all Americans, but we all have diverse origins, and those origins aren't something we should obliterate or deny or throw away. Rather, that we can celebrate them as part of a, you know, the larger stream of cultural diversity in our place we call home.
Jim, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That was Jim Leary, professor and folklorist at UW-Madison. We also heard from Patrick Curran, executive director for Festivals of Cedarburg. Their Oktoberfest is coming up this weekend. Have you been to an Oktoberfest so far this year? Or do you have plans to check one out? Tell us your favorite part of the event. You can email us. The address is wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.